is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 18th of September. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, Mr. Marvellous Martin White.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, how's your car?
Hello, listener.
How's your car?
Oh, don't get me started on that. Had an interesting journey over here today, folks. I mean, I mean, where would we be without farmers?
I mean, exactly. No, yeah. Is your car looking all nice and clean?
But unfortunately, we seem to have kind of gone into the muck spreading season and
in a high wind.
In a high wind, and yeah. It seems to be blowing all
having
over.
Just had your car cleaned
all over the nice. Road in the Auckland Valley today. So my nice white car. Is now a slightly sort of shaded.
It's camouflage, isn't it? Yeah. You can hide in a field of cows without anyone noticing it.
But yeah, hey,
exactly.
It doesn't even have to stand downwind.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like my apples and courgettes, though, so a small sacrifice.
Absolutely. Anyway, how are you in general?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how, I don't know what other people kind of feel about August. Karin, what was August like for you at the hotel? Was it a busy August? Or
it was very busy. There's some big events going on at the track, so yeah, it was very busy.
Yeah. I mean, it's depending on, I think, who you are and what kind of industry you work in. August, either everybody was on holiday,
yep.
And in which case they were staying at the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel and Spa.
Of course they were.
But, you know, they, from my point of view, there didn't seem to be an awful lot going on in terms of networking and stuff like that. But now that we've kind of gone through the middle of September, it's gone mad again. So, you know, inquiries and is that the same for you, Vicky? Was
yeah,
August
definitely. Yeah,
there was a bit quieter?
A bit of, as you say, holiday season in August. Yeah. And now everyone seems to be moving in September. So,
it's weird, isn't it?
Well, we have exactly the same in Fruitworks, community workspace. On July the 12th, everyone cancels their membership, right, and moves out until September the 6th, when they all reapply for membership and come back for the end of the summer holidays. So, yeah, it does have that effect.
So it's full on all of a sudden, but, you know, that's great, but it's also a bit kind of frustrating at times because you tend to find that there's too much going on certain days.
Yes.
Yeah, everything's kind of concertinaed into. For some reason, everybody's doing something this Thursday, for example. There's a B2B on. There's a brilliant Macmillan coffee morning at SNS Solicitors in Maidstone, which is always a great networking event. There's a wonderful after hours at Simpson Winery in Barham with the Marlowe Theatre at 5 o'clock. So you've kind of got breakfast kind of daytime and dinner all sorted
three
there. And that's just three events that I'm aware of.
Well, there's also the Dartford Business Awards ceremony on Thursday evening as well.
It is. We need to invent a couple of new months, really, don't we? Just to add in there.
There's not enough time.
There isn't. There's so many events, and there's so many good events, as you say, but, you know, they just pile one on top of the other. Yeah. I mean, last Wednesday, my day was... It's insane. It was ridiculous. I did four events on the same day, but I was speaking at them and comparing, and I was driving backwards and forwards between events and all over the place. I drove for 3.5 hours between the different events that I was doing. I started at a breakfast event and finished at midnight. It was ridiculous.
So anyway, we're lucky to have all these wonderful events that we can go to and kind of and help our business ultimately. So yeah,
absolutely. Hey, listen, but we want to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can in fact call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BeBunker. And we have already had quite a number of tweets, and we shall get some more as the show unfolds, I'm sure. And I'm going to start off by reading one.
Go on then.
Yeah, it's from Deborah Turner, and Deborah's Twitter handle is UImage Consult, and she is making me aware of the Tunbridge Wells Business Fair, which is taking place mañana, tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Assembly Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. Sounds like a reasonable event. If you want to find out more, either follow Deb, UImage Consult, on the Twitter, or TWBC_business, for it is they that are staging the event.
I've just realised we've been very remiss, and we've just assumed that everybody's been reading our tweets about the show. And
well, I was wondering—I was wondering when you were going to do your bit about introducing your guest, Martin. And I just wondered.
We've been talking to you already, and we haven't even told anybody listening who's with us. So we've got the brilliant Karin. From the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel Spa. We've got Pete Bresser.
Hold on. He ignored the second bit of that, didn't he? Because he doesn't know how to pronounce your surname. That's why.
That might be the case.
Snoke.
It is, yes.
That's what I would have
Fluent
said.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We've got Pete Bresser.
Hello.
Or Pete, because I'm not Pete's, doing surnames clearly today.
Yeah, just go with the first name.
From Bresser Photography and Digital Media.
That's it. Photography Pete.
Photography Pete, and we've got the brilliant Vicky Thurley from Kent Space. So that's it. So now we're back on track.
Fantastic.
Shall I read a tweet?
Yeah, go on.
And by the way, if you want to chip in at any point, please do, because this isn't all about him.
It's just my show. Why would it be about
it's
me?
It's more about you than it is him. Please do chip in. Jules has been on the Twitter.
Has she? She's been on the what?
On the Twitter.
Oh, on the Twitter.
And she's been texting me. She's wondering what your bus driving skills are like, Paul. Because
I'm not driving the bus unless she gets me a Pete's hat, right? And that's the end of it.
So a couple of weeks ago, about 25 of us gathered at a lovely little restaurant in Ramsgate called Little Ships, which is right opposite the harbour there. And we had a very nice and relaxed afternoon's networking. And Jules has decided to kind of take that to the next level. And on Friday the 4th to Sunday the 6th of October, she's actually organising Slope Off France. And I think through her Scoff and Quaff show, she's had the owners of a beautiful hotel, or chateau.
It's
hotel.
It's a chateau.
Called Chateau des Lys.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in the Picardy region of northern France. They are playing host to Jules and her slopers. There are welcome drinks, gastronomic meals, visits to local tourist attractions and beaches. All in all, a wonderful weekend of gorging on local food and wine, which I think is going to be amazing. Paul Andrews is going to be doing his Chris Evans and driving the bus. He won't be quite as entertaining as Chris Evans, but nevertheless, we've got to get there somehow. So well done for volunteering to do that, Paul.
But the only thing missing so far is the bus.
Yes, actually, good point.
So we need to put out a call because people are being dumb, okay? We're trying to hire a minibus for 12 people, okay? And I'm going to drive it to Picardy in France. And at the moment, the best quote we could get for 4 days' hire is $2,000.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. So if you hire minibuses and you don't mind someone as upstanding, sober and complete as me driving it, that's why.
If you're a company that can provide a bus and a driver for a reasonable price, so much the better. So people like Cross Keys, if you're out there listening, there's all sorts of executive travel companies. Yeah. Please do get in touch with Jules at Jules Sirkin or even Business Bunker.
Or me,
Hashtag BBunker or at Vanilla Web, because we need some transport.
The reason that we're going by bus, I need to tell you this, is it's a gourmet weekend and there's wine tasting and all kinds of stuff. And I'm the only person that all of them know that's teetotal. Yeah? That's the only reason I've been invited, and that's the only reason I'm driving the bus, because
you're the only person I know full stop, Paul. Teetotal.
Exactly.
Oh dear. I think you look very good in the chauffeur's hat though, Paul. I think
Pete Campbell's.
And if you keep going, yes, my lady.
I was thinking more of butler on the buses type of thing.
That'll work.
But there you go.
You had to lower the tone, didn't you?
Sorry.
Anyway, it's going to be superb. It's £220 per person, and that includes accommodation in the chateau, all your meals, with the exception of a lunch in Saint-Valery on Saturday. But it's going to be a scream. It is going to be an awful lot.
I'm really looking forward to it.
So take your partner or go alone, either way.
Or take someone else's partner if you're that way inclined.
It's not going to be that kind of weekend, I'm sure. But enjoy yourselves.
There's only one set of keys.
Lock yourselves out in northern France.
Yeah. Fantastic. Good. Thank you for that. Hey, I just want to read this because I'm a bit proud of this. It's from DY Green Limited, and they say, we want to say a big thank you to the Business Bunker radio show because our new tenants, our shared office, heard about us on the show. and back in February, and now they've moved in.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's Tenterton Twilight, so the company that have moved in, Laura and the team there.
Oh, right.
And they've moved into their place in St. Michael's, just outside Tenterton, in the old butcher shop.
Brilliant.
That's good, isn't it?
Well done.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, we've had Maximum Media on the Twitter.
Oh, Ben, yeah.
And they're saying, hi, Paul and Business Bunker team, can we please have a shout-out on our current offer of 4 social media videos for only £100 plus VAT?
That's good.
The offer only runs until the end of September, and it's a great opportunity to share your business success story for only £25 plus VAT per video. And I'm sure you can use those over and over again. So if you're looking to raise your profile on social media through the medium of video, that would be a great place to start. So that's Maximum Media, and they are at Maximum_MediaUK on the Twitter.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Lord Dean Learning. And they say, hi, Business Bunker, please can I have a shout for this event that I am speaking at in November? And it's a Twitter handle first, Wonder Women Net One, the number one, is looking for female entrepreneurs to exhibit and to let the visiting public know that they can attend for free. And it's an event that's being, it's called Wonder Women Network. It's live. It's on the 25th of November at Lenham Community Centre. It's free to attend, and the website, should you want to find out more, is wonderwomennetwork.co.uk. Or you can follow Lord Dean Learning on Le Twitter, and that's LORDENE, Lord Dean Learning. Do check it out.
There's another event that we need to squeeze in on Thursday, and I think there's just time to do it as well, because this is a breakfast. So Terry Botfield, who runs the Marsh Networking.
Yeah.
Does a breakfast networking once a month as well. It's this Thursday at 7:45 at the Ship Inn in Dimchurch. All the details, they're probably on your website.
They are indeed.
On our website in the community section. So if you're down on the marsh and you're looking for a breakfast networking, it's this Thursday, 7:45 at the Ship Inn. And then you can head straight to SNS Solicitors in Maidstone, because at 10 o'clock they're having their coffee morning. At SNS Law on the Twitter. Then you can make your way up to Medway for the B2B. Obviously, you'll have missed the breakfast because you'll have been at Terry's, but that's okay because the expo's on all day, and you can come and visit ourselves and the lovely Kent Space, and also Linda Garcia from Aluxo Consulting. Come and visit us on Stand 112113 and have a great day there. And then you can get in your car and drive down to Barham, just outside Canterbury, and join the Marlowe's networking event, which starts at 5 o'clock at Simpson's Winery. And again, all of those details and all of those events are in the community section of Supply My Business.
I feel we need another minibus.
We do. Actually, certainly for the last one. Paul, are you available Thursday evening if we find a bus?
Oh, yeah, I'm available for any bus excursions, mate.
Excellent. Sorted.
Perfect.
That is going to be lovely, actually, because there is a wine tasting there at that one as well.
Exactly.
So what a nice way to round off the day.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
That's Thursday sorted.
Yeah. And then on to Friday. I need to tell you about this. It's from Ruth. I bumped into Ruth at the Seven Oaks Business Show, Seven Oaks Business Awards on Friday night, and I hadn't seen her for a while. Ruth runs Cryojuvenate in Seven Oaks, and they've launched some new services. And she says, I'd like to promote the new arm for my cryotherapy business. It's IV infusions and vitamin boosters. It's a perfect complement to the cryo. There are 5 different IV infusions and 4 different intramuscular injections. She's done this deliberately because I got to read this, yeah? They're prescribed by doctors and administered by qualified nurses. Intramuscular ones, these include B12, which so many people are deficient in and can only get every 3 months on the NHS. You can pay £29 and get it from Cryojuvenate. The Slim Boost contains, this is for you, Martin, Slim Boost contains a B vitamin complex and amino acids, basically a natural way to enhance your body's metabolism. And it improves your sleep and your mood. Mr. White. So I'm going to pay for... That's your Christmas present from
Thank
me.
You.
A course of injections to improve your mood. Okay. Vita Boost, which contains glutathione, which is an antioxidant. Honestly, it is. Cleanses the organs. Brilliant for hair. Don't start.
Hey.
Nails and skin. Okay. And finally, there's COQ10, which is perfect for sports person, concentrated vitamin C, B vitamin complex, and much more. We launched it all on the 1st of August at Cryojuvenate, and already we're receiving outstanding reviews. If you feel flat on the floor and you want to pick me up, come and see us. We have something for everyone, so don't be afraid. So they've been going really well. They started the whole business back in 2012. They won awards last year. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is Cryojuvenate. I better spell that for you, hadn't I? It's Cryojuvenate, cryojuvenate.com. Check it out.
Brilliant. Our friends at Let's Do Business Group, who are probably one of the Southeast's largest business support organisations.
I met one of the chaps from near Milan on Wednesday night at Rye.
Yes, good. They did come.
Yes,
they said they probably would. Mm. They're running a two-day finance for non-financial entrepreneurs course in Maidstone at the Business Terrace.
Yeah.
And they've actually got funding for this. So this is a free two-day course that they describe will help startups and small business owners understand all things business accounting and entrepreneurial finance related. An A to Z, in other words, of business finance. So they're running it on two consecutive weeks, 23rd of October, 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m, and the 30th of October, same times. You need to book on, obviously, but I think for anybody that's a little bit frustrated with perhaps a lack of understanding of the numbers that drive their business, this will be a really good starting point for you.
Absolutely.
So book on. You'll find all this information in the community section on Supply My Business, but it's certainly one worth attending.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've had a tweet from 7Oaks Sport. And they say, we'd like to mention, please, Vanilla Web, as you know, we won the 7Oaks Business Award for Micro Enterprise of the Year last Friday evening, and we would like to thank all sports clubs and all their members in 7Oaks District for making our job worthwhile. It's a fantastic publication. It covers all sports in the 7Oaks District, every sport you could possibly imagine. And you can follow them on the Twitter at 7Oaks Sports, and their Twitter handle is the number 7, Oaks Sports. Do give them a follow, and congratulations on winning Micro Business of the Year at the 7Oaks Business Awards 2018.
What constitutes a micro business, Paul?
Normally, a micro business is a one-person, maybe a two-person business that is one step up from being self-employed normally. Yeah, it's a sole trader or small limited company. But it's a kind of tenuous, it's just very small, basically, a start-up. Although, you know, a lot of people have started to designate it because there's so many.
Yeah.
Just for what it's worth in terms of business stats, we have 5.8 million businesses in the UK. I haven't made this up. I make up a lot of stats. But 99.7% employ less than 50 people. And in fact, 4.8 million only employ one person, and that is the owner of the business. We are a nation of small businesses, beyond any shadow of a doubt. You'd never know it, listening to the politicians and everything that goes on social media and in the media. You'd think we were all completely geared to big, massive corporations, but we're not. And even the 3 million new jobs that we've created since 2010 are nearly all in small businesses. Incredible.
Yeah, amazing.
I think in total size terms, small businesses represent about half the UK economy. So what that says is there's a relatively small number of very large businesses that are absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
But actually, the backbone of the UK economy is micro, small, medium-sized businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's one networking event we haven't mentioned that's also happening on Thursday. I can't believe it. The one that we normally go to, Pete.
BBN.
BBN Dartford. Yeah. So that's our good friend.
Anyway, we've got no more time.
We won't be. Well, I won't be there, but you'll probably be there this Thursday.
Usually I am, but I am actually having to skip this particular.
You're out and about, okay. Yeah. But if you're a business based in North Kent and you're looking to network with probably about 50, 55.
Yes, normally 50
business
sometimes
owners.
Sometimes more in the room. I mean, that's incredible, really, when you think that. And everybody gets to do a little.
60 seconds. It's pay as you go, which is great. So you can just, you can't just rock up on the day. You need to book on. If you get in touch with Brian at Brian's BN, I believe, on the Twitter, he may well have a space for you now that Pete's not going.
Well, now that I'm not going to be there, there's definitely one. But, I mean, there is normally a waiting list as well.
There's a Pete-shaped hole waiting for you to fill.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's the equivalent of two seats.
Over to you, Paul.
Do you know what?
Tunage.
Tunage.
Is it cheesy?
It is. No, not really. Well, it's Duffy, isn't it?
It's just cheesy.
Yeah. It's Warwick Avenue, isn't it?
When I get to Warwick Avenue, meet me by the entrance of the tube. We can talk things over. Step out of line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm here. You hurt me bad, but I won't shed a tear. But I want to be free, baby, you've hurt me. When I get to Warwick Avenue, we'll spend an hour, but no more than two. But you don't love me. I want to be free. Baby, you've hurt me.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed. Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. Bit of Duffy, Warwick Avenue there. You were going to say something.
You were just clicking your on-air button.
You were just about to say something when I turned the mics on, weren't you?
Well, I was thinking you've just cut my advert off halfway.
No, I didn't. It faded.
But you hadn't.
I hadn't. No, see, he's getting right stroppy because of the full moon. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's gone loony.
At least I'm listening.
He's gone full loon.
At least I'm listening. And I was listening to the gorgeous Amanda Flanders advert for the Networkers Networking event.
Yeah, indeed.
And Amanda... The gorgeous Amanda Flanders.
She is gorgeous.
Has just tweeted in to say, hi, marvellous, at Martin
Paul. Oh, is that why she's gorgeous? Because you're marvellous.
And
stop flirting.
At Vanilla Web. So you're second in that sentence.
Yeah, typical.
We're looking forward to welcoming all the fabulous business owners who are joining us on the 27th of this month at the Brands Hatch Place. It's going to be another great day of networking, a full month's worth of networking one day. So that is the Networkers Networking event happening on the 27th of September at the Brands Hatch Place. Mm. Not to be confused with the Mercure Brands Hatch Dartford Hotel and Spa.
Very similar
and not that far away from each other. So if you want to find out more about that, it's butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk.
It's a great event, the NNE event, actually. And it's an all-day event with some nibbly lunches. But you can pay to not have lunch, if you see what I mean. So it's a lower cost if you don't have lunch. And you can join in whenever you want, so you don't have to come in for the whole day either.
And if Denise Wilton's going, she's usually got a spare sandwich that she's quite happy to share with you.
Whether you ask her or not. Yeah, yeah, because the last time you didn't pay for lunch and you ate her lunch.
No, I did.
Yeah, when she wasn't looking, you just kept taking sandwiches off her plate. He did.
He
did. What a tightwad.
Terrible.
I know.
Terrible.
It's anyway, outrageous, isn't it?
Anywhere.
Moving on. Mm. Are we having a guest on yet? Or are we having a guest.
Right,
let's do it then. Come on.
I tell you what, he doesn't pay any attention in the production meetings, does he? Yeah. Why don't you introduce our first guest? You probably don't know who it is, do you?
I do.
Okay.
I'm even going to have a go at Karine's surname.
No, well, she isn't our first guest.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
See, I told you he wasn't paying attention,
didn't I? I'm sorry. No, yeah. We've got Vicky on. Vicky, I'm so sorry. That's I forgot right, you were coming on first. We've shifted the order around.
We did.
Vicky's very busy today. So it's our great pleasure... to introduce our host, actually, the Business Bunker radio show, and in fact, Channel Radio hosts Kent Space in Ashford. And we've got the Ashford manager, centre manager with us today, Vicky Thurley. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Martin.
Thank you so much for coming and being here. I know it's a difficult time for you at the moment, juggling lots of balls. So,
oh, it's all good fun.
Yeah, so it's great to see you. So we came, I don't know if Paul came, but I certainly came to a networking event here. Oh, what was it, about 8 weeks ago, something like that, when you launched, is it phase two?
It was May, yeah, May.
I was May. Okay.
You were here as well.
I was, yeah.
So tell us, what was phase two for Kent Space in Ashford? What was that all about exactly? What have you done?
So we had two floors upstairs, which was essentially an empty shell, and we've converted that into more office space. So we've gained 28 offices upstairs.
Wow.
Of varying sizes, from one person up to 12 people. There's a huge office up there available. And, we've had new people come on board since then, which is wonderful.
Brilliant.
And two new meeting rooms as well.
Fantastic. And Paul, I know you're a big fan of the office space here.
Mm.
And Channel Radio, I believe, is expanding into...
We are. We're taking
more
taking another office here for a second studio.
So what's the thinking behind that? Why are you doing that? Because presumably that's you're somewhere else at the moment.
Yeah. We have our original studio down in Dymchurch. And the problem for us is cost in terms of running two completely separate studios. We have to double up on all the kit.
Mm.
By having two studios in separate rooms close to each other, we can... Don't tell Vicky this. don't let her know. We're going to cable over the ceiling in the ceiling voids and join the two rooms together. Don't let her know that, though.
She's got her headphones on. She can't hear.
Yeah, she can't hear. She doesn't know. No, so basically, by having the studios back-to-back, it does two things for us. It enables us to save a lot of cost on duplicated equipment. But more than that, it also enables us to swap studios technically with push of a button. So basically, when you have back-to-back shows, what has to happen at the moment is the people that are doing the next show hover at the door, and as you say goodbye, they rush in, drag you out of the chair, load their show, and go, hello, yeah, which is all a bit fraught. With two studios here, you just push a button and go live in the other studio, and then push a button and come back live in the first studio, you know, you see what I mean? So, right.
So that's a good
you
example.
Multiplex
that
it.
Sounds really good, yeah.
So you've got these... I mean, how many existing offices did you have here?
26.
26.
And ours, yeah.
Plus yours. So you've almost doubled. You've virtually doubled the space.
Yeah.
So presumably you're still looking for tenants for some of those offices, is that right?
Yeah. We've got obviously inquiries coming through all the time, but yes, we're still certainly looking to fill up.
So for people that aren't used to the idea of a serviced office space, obviously there's an awful lot of benefits that come with that. Just take us through what's actually included within the four walls, as it were.
Yeah, okay. So they come fully furnished, so desk, pedestals, chairs, air conditioning and heating control in the room. You've got a designated car parking space for the suite, plus additional bays in the car park for visitors and extra staff. Your business rates are all included, you know, electricity, water, not to mention biscuits, tea and coffee.
Don't mention the biscuits. Martin ate all the Garibaldis again.
Doesn't surprise me.
You're picking on me.
It's interesting, isn't it? While we're having a bit of a renty rant with other things, you've suffered this and I've suffered this in my place in Canterbury. One of the problems with inclusive business rates is councils don't seem to be able to cope with that, do they? That we've had so many issues with the council not understanding. It's not that, you know, all the rates are being paid. They just don't understand how you're doing it, and they keep moaning. They actually tried to take me to court twice, didn't they, for non-payment. And I showed them the receipt, and they went,
And presumably, you can just add on some standard stuff like... internet and telephone line for a fixed fee each month as well.
Yeah, so broadband, 35 plus that, and telephones depending how many you need. Right. Yeah,
so you really can just move in. I mean, all you really need to do is just bring a computer.
Yeah,
you don't even need desks. They'll rent you the desks as well.
Well, it's included
and final cabinet. Yeah, it's I mean, as a customer of Kent Space, I can't praise them enough. Mm. It's absolutely brilliant here. Thank you. Absolutely love it here. The offices are great. You can park, it's easy to get to. Mm. The staff are all right. Mm. No, they're wonderful. They are absolutely wonderful. All of the staff here are brilliant. And they treat our customers like their customers. Mm. So when people visit us, to all intents and purposes, they represent
us.
Right, yeah. And that is absolutely fabulous.
There's always a warm welcome, doesn't matter.
I have to praise.
Yeah.
How Deborah, familiar your face everyone that I said, Gary, Deborah, Chandra, Sadio. Yeah. They're fantastic.
And you guys are happy because you're always smiling. So unlike some other serviced office space companies that have gone through mergers and takeovers recently and who are generally quite unhappy, you guys are still smiling.
Always chirping.
Always smiling. Yeah.
It's interesting. I did a keynote at the launch of Space, which is a new co-working space in Rye in East Sussex. I own Fruitworks, which is a co-working space in Canterbury. Co-working is a big issue. It's a great way to start business now, where you just rent a desk on a basis which is either a day, a week, a month, or however long you want to rent a desk. The interesting thing is that once you get to a certain size of business, you then need to move up to an office, okay? And that's where, in the past, it's always got a bit tetchy, because you have to take out a long lease. And, you know, when you're a small business and you're growing, you don't know. I mean, many years ago, I had a business with someone else that we won't mention, and I actually took a lease on a business that was on a premises that were four times bigger than what we needed, and she went loopy at me. But within 11 months, we'd actually filled it and couldn't go anywhere else. But the problem is, you had to make that huge commitment as a guess. Mm. You know, she was absolutely right. It could have gone horribly wrong. But because of the way the premises were allocated, you had no choice. And if you look now, especially in Kent, there isn't any town in Kent where there's a glut of office space. It's really, really hard to find office space. And so something like Kent Space is an absolute godsend because it's easy. There's no real commitment. So, but you know, if you need to expand, you expand. If you need to contract, you contract. It's just a no-brainer.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, the offices vary quite significantly in terms of size and square footage. So what's a kind of an entry-level office at Kent Space in Ashford? How much would that cost a business, a new business that needs to move out of its home study or dining room or whatever it is, needs to take that next step?
Okay, I'd say the smallest office that we've got is 130 square foot. So it's a comfortable 1 to 2 person office. You could put some additional furnishings in there as well. So that starts at 347 plus VAT per month, and then your broadband on top and phones if you need them.
Right, and zero hassle factor because it's all set up, ready to go.
Well, don't forget all the things that are included in that.
Rates.
Yeah, you know, you've got your rates, your electricity, your walls. People just do not factor that in. We have people move out of Fruitworks, and not because it's expensive, because you know, it's dirt cheap, and they go, do you know what, we're going to move into our own office. And 3 weeks later, they came back and they go, do you know how much that cost me? It wasn't just the rent, it was the rates, the electric, the gas, the water and everything else that you pay on top.
But
adds up.
You've got some other advantages here though, haven't you? Because you've also got a massive storage facility as well.
Yep.
So if businesses have accrued some baggage over the years, and frankly I'm amazed at how much stuff I've got in terms of files. I mean, we all need to keep accounts for 7 years, is that, I think, you know, hard copies of all of our accounts. And, I mean, that stuff like that just adds up.
It does, yeah.
So you've got wonderful little storage pods as well that people can kind of dump all of that in.
Yeah,
so
we had someone this week, actually, sign up for archiving storage. So they're trickling. But, yeah, it varies from archiving to storing stock, pallets, or just your good old domestic use.
So how much does a storage unit, your smaller storage unit, cost?
Smallest one with our current discount will be about £25 per calendar month. Right. Smallest size.
£25 a month. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? So, I mean, space is at a premium, but you just need to know kind of where to look, I guess, ultimately. Yeah. That's the key thing.
I've got some kids that I could put in there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you allow that? That's quite cheap.
That's not very nice. Amanda, don't listen to
that. I wasn't thinking of that one. I was thinking of the bigger ones, actually.
Now, obviously not everybody wants to live or work in Ashford, but you've got another site somewhere else, haven't
you? Yes, we've got Chatham in Lordswood. So that was there before Ashford, actually.
Whereabouts is it? Is that on the Medway City Estate somewhere?
Revenge Road.
Okay.
So just off Bluebell Hill, round the corner.
Okay, got you, because I haven't actually been there yet.
And is it the same setup as here? You've got a storage facility and shared
exactly
space offices.
The whole thing is 24-hour accessible. The storage side of things, we're about to grow, so we will eventually be larger than Chatham overall.
And your opposite number, Shannon, runs that facility, doesn't she?
She does. She should be listening, I hope.
Hi, Shannon.
Hello, Shannon.
And Shannon is joining us at the B2B on Thursday, because we've got this enormous stand. I don't know how we're going to fill it. I mean,
I'm sure you'll be
bring some furniture and flowers, please, Shannon, because we've got this monster of a stand, the three of us. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys down there as well.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sorry, there's a conversation going on about people that are listening in via Alexa. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And one or two people weren't sure how to get Alexa. So if you'll excuse me just a minute. If you want to listen by Alexa, this is what you have to say. Alexa, please play Channel Radio 2 Talk Radio. And that works.
Right.
I'm going to try that when I get home.
Yeah, it does work. Yeah.
Does it work on Google Assistant as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Can you still do it the old-fashioned way?
What?
Just kind of type it into your web browser and...
Well, you could, yeah. But so then Alexa doesn't pick that up for some reason.
No, but I mean, if you're having troubles with your Alexa, you could still do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, you could. But it's just people like to use Alexa, don't they?
Can you do it again, Paul? Because I think there'd be lots and lots of people going, why the heck is my Alexa starting to go mad?
It's Alexa, please play Channel Radio 2 Talk Radio.
Now, the one thing we haven't spoken about is you also run some brilliant networking evenings as well, don't you? So, I mean, again, that's something you offer to the residents at Kent Space, but also people outside Kent Space.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So you've got one coming up on the Halloween, is that right?
It is indeed, yeah. Free networking from about 5:30.
So that's the 31st of October.
Scary.
You're going to theme it, I believe, with maybe some pumpkin cake and some candles
and
things.
Yeah, let's go for it.
And actually, you've got a VIP guest coming as well, haven't you, to talk?
We've got Joe James from the Invicta Chamber.
Brilliant. We don't know what Joe's going to be talking about
yet. Not yet, but I'm sure it'd be fantastic.
There's not a shortage of subjects that she could talk about in Kent, as we were talking about earlier. But so that's the 31st. Do you know what day that is? Is that
it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. It's always on a Wednesday. Yeah. You always do it on a Wednesday. Good. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll keep our eyes on it.
I've just been told off.
Who by?
Amanda.
Quite right.
And Laura.
Laura, Burton Lawrence.
Yeah, because it was Laura that discovered how to play Alexa. Let me do this right. If you want to listen to this station on Alexa, it's a play Channel Radio Talk, Channel Radio 2 Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Because
we're on the TuneIn app,
Is it actually worth it, going through all that trouble and getting it wrong and having all the frustration when you could just kind of do it the old-fashioned way?
Well, I suppose if you're using your computer to do something else, it makes it easier, doesn't it? It plays havoc with my web stats, mind.
Ah, yeah. If you see, if you're not... So I have my Google Mini in the living room, so if I'm not by my computer, it's really nice to be able to go, you know, hey, Google, do this.
Isn't it funny how you've got really sort of early adopters when it comes to technology, and then you've got people like me?
Yeah. Martin won't use a biro because it's newfangled.
Well, you know how long
it's in the quill.
Yeah, he keeps chasing ducks around his garden and sharpens the quills.
You know how long it took me to change my car. So I'm, you know, that's just me in general. I'm afraid that applies to everything in my life. So.
Martin had a Model T Ford before his current Audi.
Karine, are you a kind of an early adopter, or do you like to kind of wait for things to work properly before you kind of go all in?
It's a bit of both, really, depending on what kind of system. I don't have an Alexa. I like my old-fashioned radio. I'm with you on that, Martin. But anything else, you have to nowadays in business, I think. You have to pick it up so quickly.
Yeah, that is
true. Keeps on changing.
That is good advice, So maybe not in your personal life, but certainly on a kind of on a business level.
Yeah, definitely at work, we're constantly changing.
Okay, fair enough.
So coming back to Vicky, because we keep interrupting her while she was talking about all the wonderful stuff that's going on here. You've now got, what, 4 floors here?
Yes.
How many offices in total?
58.
Wow, okay.
55, sorry.
Yeah, cool. And it's a nice atmosphere as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, people aren't in each other's face all the time, but everybody, you know, has a bit of a community spirit about it.
Isn't it nice to do business with people that smile?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what you always get here. I went to a meeting at KCC last week, and... the lady was asking about our membership on Supply My Business, and I was saying how lovely, you know, all our members are, and you know, how kind of amenable we all are to kind of collaboration and doing business. And she said, "What, you mean they're nice people?" And I said, "Yeah, generally speaking, we are nice people, because, you know, isn't that who you want to do business with ultimately? So, you know, businesses that don't smile and don't have that persona are just a turn off, really, aren't they?"
Yeah.
So, and it's not difficult, is it? I mean, how much does a smile cost? You know, and manners.
How much are you charging?
You know, so it's nice. It's nice to have some of those old-fashioned values still around in business today, I think, because, you know, in the digital world, it can be very impersonal. So I'm all for it.
Absolutely, we love being here. Hence, we're going to be here more. We're going to have 2 studios here. It's a great place to be. But this type of setup is also what we need from a practical business point of view. This kind of easy access office space is where all the demand is in the future. You know, we've talked a couple of times already on this show so far about the impact of small businesses and micro businesses. We need to start having the environment where those businesses can take off and thrive and grow. And places like Kent Space facilitate that big time, which is fantastic.
I think you should open another one.
Wow, watch the space.
Excellent.
Start speculation now.
Yeah.
You just cost your boss £10 million.
Yeah.
Good.
But no, absolutely. It you know, without these kind of spaces, we can't grow the kind of businesses that we're trying to grow in the UK. And, you know, everybody's running around whining about high streets and talking about Amazon taxes and other completely stupid nonsense without really thinking through what the issue is. Yeah.
But I think a lot depends. You've got to have a local authority as well who is kind of forward thinking and a bit pragmatic about these things. I mean, there's a. a huge office block opposite the gym I go to in Thanet, which has just been converted to residential apartments. Yeah. And you think, crikey, you know, why weren't the local authority proactively looking at encouraging small businesses to move into that space?
Oh, that's one of the big issues with property at the moment, though, isn't it? I've been trying to buy commercial property for 3 years now in Maidstone and places like that. Every commercial property that comes on the market, a property developer snaps it up and converts it into houses because you don't need planning permission. Mm. We've got such a housing problem in this country, you don't need permission anymore, you just convert it into flats and then flog them.
And it's not just on that level. I mean, you go to places like Sandwich, which is a beautiful town, and the only reason Sandwich is so vibrant and thriving is because it's got some lovely little businesses that cater for...
Independent.
Exactly, yeah. Small independent businesses that cater for the people that live there or the people that go there for a day trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, what happens is, invariably, a large number of these get converted back into or into residential use. Mm. And once you've lost that shop, you've lost it forever.
Yeah.
And, of course, that then, you're then on a slippery slope because the heart of the town starts to die because there's no shops there.
Yeah.
So, we need to give that some more thought.
Mm. Mm.
As you say, it's planning.
Our entire planning regime hasn't removed itself from the 19th century yet, and that's the problem. Mm. That is entirely the problem. The whole planning regime just causes so many of these issues.
And we've been talking for some time about how, we think there's going to be a resurgence of small, very bespoke businesses that cater for a very local market.
Absolutely.
As opposed to buying everything online, which is and Pilot Hines kind of sell it cheap, which is the other extreme. Where are these businesses going to go?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if you're talking about high streets, the trouble is people generalize too much and they don't, as a spoof, when they started moaning about putting an Amazon tax on, I put this thing on Twitter. I just said, listen, if you want to talk about unfair, I run an online hairdressers, and I get no customers at all. I think bricks and mortar hairdressers ought to be charged extra. It's just, we talk utter nonsense about a lot of these things. Some things work, some things don't. Life moves on and life changes. There are places in Kent, Sevenoaks, Tenterton, Whitstable, although that's starting to get a bit iffy, where the high streets are thriving. Mm. Yeah, you can't actually find an empty shop to move into because it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
And then there are towns where it doesn't, and that's just a nature of the type of town, the type of clientele, and the kind of things they want to use, and where they're where they're close to. So,
but the point is, if you allow a developer to take what could actually function as a valuable business space and convert it into residential, it's lost forever, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But one of my big plans was buying up pubs, because when the pub market started to go down the toilet, pubs were coming on the market as businesses. And people hadn't, they were selling them to try and get rid of them as businesses. But, of course, they're properties, and they were really undervalued. But, of course, that got spotted straight away, and all the pubs got snapped up and converted back into houses.
You can do quite a lot. It's such a big space, pub.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. There was a place in Erith which took the pub called the Cross Keys, and they turned that into office space, and left the bar where it was, and turned that into a shared environment for those businesses to use.
From a co-working hot desking point of view, a pub's perfect, because you put a coffee shop behind a bar, or whatever you want to put behind a bar, and then you have open space that you use with just desks. It's perfect. But there you go. Anyway, Kent Space, we love it. You've got two spaces at the moment, and you're going to buy four more or something.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Do you know if Shannon is coming to the show on Thursday with a special offer? Do you know at all? Or is that... Ooh. She keeping that under wraps? She's probably keeping that under wraps.
Yes, I'm not sure, because the pricing does vary between the two sites, so perhaps you might have something.
So come and meet Shannon on Thursday and have a chat with her.
Absolutely. Vicky, thank you so much for
thank
that.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Martin.
Give us a shout out for your website so that people can come and have a look at what's going on here and find out about the Halloween networking event and then subsequent networking events for that. So what's your website?
You can find us at www.kentspace.co.uk.
Fantastic. Kentspace.co.uk. Check that out. It's on the Business Bunker website as well, and we'll be there forever.
You're on the Twitter, at Kent Space, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all the networking and stuff generally goes out through that as well.
Fantastic. I've just got, everybody's telling me this, so I'm going to do it one more time, okay? If you want to listen to us via Alexa, it's Play Channel Radio 2 Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Can I just say we've had a tweet from someone very high up and respected in the business community, Alison Palmer from the FSB, who says, hashtag BBunker, yes, at SupplyMoBiz. I'm listening in via my cranky old laptop, which is as heavy as a house, enjoying the show.
Thank you, Alison.
Just to counter the kind of the Amazon nonsense.
He doesn't like new technology. He does. He can't keep up with the modern world, this boy, can he?
I'm with you, Alison. Really. I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from Deborah Turner as well, another one. And she says, she's talking about the FSB. Well, that's funny, isn't it? There's a great local networking that's commencing this Friday in Whitstable. And it's Friday the 21st of September. If you go to eventbrite.co.uk/Whitstable, Whitstable Networking, you can find out all about it or follow Debs on the Twitter. You Image Consult is her Twitter handle.
Twitter's gone bonkers today. Everybody's woken up. We've had a tweet from Jules who says, hello, at Vanilla Web, at Martin Paul White. I agree. At Kent Space, very welcoming, and look after our scoff quaff, hashtag food and drink radio guests as well. So, of course, Jules broadcasts her show from here, and she says the loos, because Jules likes her, she does inspect the toilets wherever she goes. Yeah. She says the loos are always spotless, and yes, biscuits and a dishwasher, she says. And a dish. That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
So, there we go.
We're spoiled. Mm. We are spoiled.
And Alison Palmer's also been on.
And she just read that.
Which one did you read?
No, you just read it.
No, there's another one.
Oh, is it?
She's been on again.
She's fired the laptop out and she's making the most of it, is she?
No. She now says, at SupplyMoBiz, I had a similar comment from one of my colleagues from head office who came to present at a Skills 3030 event. Everyone's so nice, she said. Mm. Hashtag Kent, we are nice.
We are nice.
There we go. Nice people to do business with.
Absolutely.
We do. I mean, being serious for a moment, one of the great things about the Kent business community is it is nice. It's full of really nice people that care for each other, support each other outside of business. And not, everybody's not trying to flog it. Well, we are trying to flog each other stuff, but we don't put a big amount of effort into that. It's more about supporting each other, going to the events, you know, doing stuff to raise money for the community and all kinds of things. We have a really strong business community here and we ought to be proud of it.
So if you're not doing business with nice people, you're not doing business in the right place.
Yeah, exactly.
Come and talk to us.
Exactly. I've had a tweet from Tony Burke of Chips and Dinks and he just says, hello, I'm listening. Thanks, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Chips and Dinks. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amanda has a season ticket. Sorry.
Oh, dear. No, they're always handy to know, people like that. I mean, someone's always running a key up your car door, aren't they? No, he does a great job.
Yeah, he does. What you got?
I'm going to read out an email. Come. So we're going to come off the Twitter. Addicted though we are. Benenden Hospital open day. I was in Benenden last week.
Yep.
It's in the heart of the Weald, obviously. A little bit difficult to find unless let's put it this way, you wouldn't drive past Benenden unless you were going to Benenden. But one thing they do have in Benenden is a fantastic state-of-the-art private hospital. And they're having an open day on Sunday the 7th of October. So they've had a massive multi-million pound redevelopment. They're offering free health and eye checks as well. So if you have health insurance or are considering private health insurance, you might want to take a look at Benenden Hospital. They provide a whole range of healthcare consultations, treatments and diagnostic services. And as I say, you can have a look around for free and probably have some nibbles as well. So it's October the 7th in Benenden, Paul. So your neck of the woods. You must know it well.
Yeah, whereabouts is it?
Benenden.
No, I know Benenden. Yeah.
Well, Benenden's tiny. You know, you must know the private hospital in Benenden.
Yes, I do. Yes,
it's enormous.
Yes, I do.
It's bigger than the town.
It is. It's huge. And it's lovely.
Not it you know, is. It's you know a village.
Do you know its history?
No, I don't. No.
Benenden Hospital was the private hospital for the Civil Service Trade Union. If you're a civil servant, you're immediately enrolled into a private medical scheme, which is Benenden Hospital. Originally its function. But then, I think, quite a long time ago, about 10 years or so ago, it actually changed hands. And I think the trade union got a bit embarrassed about having private medical insurance when they spent most of their time campaigning on behalf of the NHS.
Yeah.
And it's now just a fully private hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can pay as you go there.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Good.
Good stuff. I've got this email. I thought I'd drop you a note just to let you know about our recent activity at Marston Printing. That's Marston, M-A-R-S-T-A-N. We've now moved into an SRA1 LED UV litho market and have added another foil blocking machine to give us more capacity on this front. If you have a skim through our Twitter account, you'll find a couple of press articles about it. If you would like to quote any of a quote for any print or foiling, just drop me an email and I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. And that's from Martin at the Marston Press. And his email address is martin@themarstonpress.co.uk. Or, as he said, follow them on the Twitter at Marston.
We've got a very interactive Twitter today. Mm. Denise Wilton has been on. And yep. I know she's been off acting and starring in plays and she's got pantos coming up and all sorts.
Oh, no, she hasn't.
I think you'll find it's behind you, Paul.
Is it really?
Anyway, she says, actually, there is another teetotal person out there. And I'd forgotten all about the shared sarnies. So it's lovely to hear from you, Denise. And, we must catch up soon. Be nice to see you.
Mm. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.